You can hear her thoughts as she ponders the following as she's at a traffic light near the billboard. TOSA. Oh, Texas Organ Sharing Alliance. I would donate. I do believe it's the right thing to do. But I'm just not in the right place for that decision right now.
Jessica stares at the man on the board with a puzzled look on her face.
Wait! Holy cow! The poster board seems familiar. I'll check it out later.
Like most nights, Jessica watches TV before she heads to bed, when, out of nowhere, another TOSA advert pops up.
That's right. I almost forgot about that billboard I saw in the car.
Jessica steps out of bed to recover her laptop and her backpack across the room.
TOSA. Was it?
Jessica started typing the foundation's name. Suddenly the name Daniel Ramirez popped up.
Daniel Ramirez. From high school. I thought I recognized him. What's he doing as a poster boy? For an organ donation foundation? I could have sworn he wanted to join something in medicine.
Jessica clicked the hyperlink with the title, A Shared Life. Jessica then steadily read through the article. She sees photos posted online and a picture where she sits in a classroom along with others laughing with Daniel.
Daniel died?
Jessica realized that Daniel was in a car accident and that his decision helped his family make the best out of an unfortunate situation, and he saved multiple lives. She read aloud. His organs were donated to people desperately waiting for a chance to live. His pancreas, liver, and kidney all saved lives.
Hi, Jesse. Just wanted to say goodnight. Are you all right? No, Mom. I feel so sad. Just found out my friend is gone. He donated his organs when he died. He decided this beforehand, and this really helped others. Would you do this? Never thought about it. I do believe one should think about it, and if it feels right, then commit. What a wonderful soul. Daniel donated, and as a result, he saved lives. I know his selfless act allowed others to live. He's at peace. His gift will not be forgotten by those who loved him, nor by those who received those gifts.
Jessica laid her laptop on her nightstand and crept back into bed. It is a sunny Saturday morning as she stands up looking at the billboard outside her car. Jessica is accompanied by her mother, Anna.
Is this the place? Yeah, Mom. There he is. I know you told me he inspired you to do this. I just thought you were being impetuous in your decision. But I've been thinking, and I understand your need to honor such a kind act. Hi, David. I did not keep in touch. We drifted apart after high school, but I never forgot your laugh and your jokes. You did give a gift to others. A legacy. Thanks, David. You have motivated me to do the same. May you rest in peace, David.